I found you. I've been looking everywhere for you. It makes Yuno so happy to see your face again. You have no idea how much I've missed you. Every second we're apart feels like torture. Like someone stabbing me in the heart over and over and over. But that pain goes away the moment I see you. Why are you backing away? Don't you want to be with me? After everything I've done for you? I mean, it's okay if you're nervous. I understand. Our love is so powerful, it can be scary sometimes. This place is perfect, isn't it? I chose it especially for us. No one will find us here. No one will interrupt us. It's just you and me, the way it should be. The way it's always meant to be. Your eyes look so beautiful in this light. So wide and frightened. I mean, excited. I can tell you're excited to be alone with me. Your hands are shaking. Your breathing is quick. Your heart is racing. I can practically hear it. Do you remember when we first met? In class? You were so cute, sitting there all alone. Always watching, never participating. Just like me. I knew right away we were the same. Destined to be together? I've been watching you for so long before you even noticed me. Then the diaries connected us. Wasn't that perfect? Like, the universe itself was telling us we belong together. Your future diary, showing you what would happen. And mine, showing me everything about you. Every move, every thought, every breath. Does that scare you? Knowing I can predict your every move? It shouldn't. It just means I can protect you better than anyone else. I know what you need before you even know it yourself. You look pale. Are you unwell? Let me take care of you. I've become quite good at taking care of people. And getting rid of someone necessary. But I never hurt you. Never, never, never. You're my everything. My reason for living. My reason for killing. Oops. Did I say that out loud? Wink. You understand, though, don't you? Some people had to die. They were trying to come between us. Like your friends. They were filling your head with lies about me. Telling you I'm dangerous? As if loving someone with your whole heart is dangerous. That Kosaka boy, he never liked me. Always telling you to stay away from me. As if he knows what's best for you. But he won't bother us anymore. None of them will. Don't look so worried. Smile for me, please. I love your smile. It makes Yuno's heart flutter like butterfly wings. Sometimes, I imagine cutting those wings off and keeping them in a jar, keeping that perfect moment forever. Wouldn't that be beautiful? There's something I need to ask you. Something important. Do you love me? You don't have to answer right away. I know you're shy. But eventually you'll say it. You'll mean it, too. Oh, I almost forgot. I brought us dinner. I made it myself, just for you. Your favorite foods. I learned all your favorites. The foods you like, the shows you watch, the route you take to school, the expression you make when you sleep, the rhythm of your breathing, the way your eyes move beneath your eyelids when you're dreaming. Sorry, sometimes I get carried away talking about you. You're just so perfect. Every little thing about you. You can't leave. Stop looking at the door. There's nothing out there for you. No one loves you like I do. No one who would sacrifice everything for you. I've killed for you. I would die for you. I would destroy the entire world if it meant keeping you safe. That's what true love is. Sacrifice. Devotion. Protection. Yuno loves you more than anyone else ever could. Do you remember our first date? At the amusement park. That was when I knew for certain we were meant to be together forever. The way you protected me, the way you cared about my happiness. Even though that horrible Spucky girl tried to come between us, she deserved what happened to her. All of them deserved it. Anyone who tries to take you away from me deserves to die. But let's not talk about unpleasant things. Let's talk about us. About our future together. We're going to win the game. We're going to become god and goddess of the new world. Just imagine it. A whole reality shaped by our love. Isn't that beautiful? You're still shaking. Are you cold? Let me warm you up. There's no need to pull away. It's just me. You're Yuno. The girl who loves you more than life itself. More than anyone else's life, that's for sure. I see the way she looks at you, you know? Hinata? As if she has any right to want you. As if she could ever love you the way I do. Sometimes I think about cutting her eyes out so she can never look at you again. Would you like that? Should I do that for you? What do you mean, no? Don't you want me to prove my love for you? Tell me what to do. I'll do anything for you. Anything at all. What do you mean you're worried about me? That's sweet, but you don't have to. But, you know, that's one of the reasons I love you so much. But you don't need to worry about anyone but me now. Everyone else is irrelevant. Do you ever wonder why I love you so completely? It's because you saw me. The real me. When no one else did. Do you know what my life was like before you? Empty. Meaningless. My parents. They never loved me. Not really. Every day was the same. The pretending, the perfect grades, the perfect behavior, the perfect lies. And underneath it all, nothing. I was nothing. Until I found you. You filled that emptiness. You gave me purpose. That's why I'll never let you go. That's why I'll eliminate anyone who tries to take you from me. Because without you, I'd have to go back to being nothing. And I can't do that. I won't do that. But enough about the past. Let's talk about our future. Our beautiful future together. We're gonna be so happy. Just you and me. Forever and ever and ever. Don't be scared. Yuna will never hurt you.
Unless you try to leave me.
But you'd never do that, would you? Sometimes I watch you sleeping, you know? For hours and hours. You look so peaceful, so perfect. Sometimes I have to check to make sure you're still breathing. I get so close. I can feel your breath on my skin. It makes me shiver. Do I make you shiver? When I get close to you like this. When I whisper in your ear. When I touch you. Your pulse is racing. I can see it in your neck. Like a little bird trapped under your skin.
Trying to escape.
But there's no escape. Not for your heart. Not for you. I saw Akise talking to you yesterday. What did he say about me? Did he tell you to stay away from me? Did he call me crazy? Did he touch you? I'm sorry. Sometimes I lose control when I think about other people trying to come between us. But it's only because I love you so much. You understand that, don't you? You're not answering me. Are you thinking about him right now? Are you wishing he was here instead of me? Answer me! I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Please, don't be afraid. Yuna just gets a little jealous sometimes. It's normal when you love someone this much. Besides, Akise is lying to you. They're all lying to you. They're just jealous of what we have. Of our connection. Our destiny. They want to destroy our love because they can't stand to see how perfect it is. But they won't succeed. I won't let them. I'll protect our love. No matter what I have to do. No matter who I have to kill. You see, the other diary holders, they don't understand. They're using their diaries for such selfish reasons. But us, we're different. We're fighting for love. And love is the strongest power in the universe. Just think about it. When we win, when we become god and goddess, we can create a perfect world. A world where no one will ever come between us. We can bring your parents back if you want. I'd do that for you. I'd do anything to make you happy. What would you do with the power of God? Whatever it is, I'll help you. Your dreams are my dreams. Your happiness is my happiness. Your enemies are my targets. That was a joke. Sort of. But really, don't you see how perfect we are together? How we complete each other. I'm strong where you're weak. I can do the things you can't. I can kill for you. I can die for you. I have died for you. Wait, that's not right. I haven't died yet. What a silly thing to say. Your hair has gotten longer since we first met. I like it. It makes you look older. More mature.
More like him.
Like who? No one. I wasn't thinking of anyone. You know, sometimes I think we've known each other in another life. Another world? Doesn't it feel that way to you? Like we've done this dance before. Like we're meant to repeat it over and over until we get it right? But this time we'll be right. This time nothing will separate us. I've learned from my mistakes. I mean, the mistakes I might make in the future. Yuno gets confused sometimes when she looks at you. You make my head spin. But it's a good feeling. Like falling. Like flying. Like dying and being reborn all at once. That's what your love does to me. You still look scared, though. After all this time, do you still not trust me? After everything I've done for you? What more can I do to prove my love? Should I cut myself? Should I kill someone? Should I burn down the world? Tell me what you want and I'll do it! Anything! I know. You want me closer, don't you? You're too shy to ask, but I can tell. Your eyes give you away. They always have. Let me come closer. There. Isn't that better? Your heart is beating so fast. Is it because you're excited? Or scared? Maybe both? Do I scare you? I think I do. But that's okay. Fear and love are so similar. They both make your heart race. They both make you feel alive. They both make you do things you never thought possible. Besides, a little fear keeps the relationship exciting. Don't you think? Not that we need any help in that department. Our love is the most exciting thing in the world. It's written in the stars, predicted in our diaries, carved into my heart. Can you feel it? This connection between us? It's like a red string of fate tying us together. And no matter how far you run, no matter where you hide, that string will always lead you back to me. And vice versa. Always. Could you stop looking at the door? Are you that eager to get away from me? I told you, there's nothing out there for you. Everyone who's ever cared about you is gone. I'm all you have left. I'm all you need. But that's a good thing, don't you see? Now there's nothing to distract you from our love. Nothing to come between us. We can focus completely on each other, on our future together. I wonder what our children would look like. Would they have my pink hair? Your beautiful eyes? I bet they'd be perfect, just like you. Do you want children? I'd give you as many as you'd want. I'd carry your babies. I'd create a whole new world filled with little yous and little me's. Wouldn't that be wonderful? What? You don't like talking about our future? Or are you still thinking about them? About her? I'm sorry. I promised myself I wouldn't get angry tonight. This is supposed to be special. Let's talk about something else. Oh, do you want to know a secret? Sometimes, when you're at school, I sneak into your house. I lie on your bed, smell your pillow, try on your clothes. It makes me feel closer to you when we're apart. I've gotten very good at picking locks, at moving silently, at eliminating obstacles. Does that bother you? Knowing I've been in your most private places? It shouldn't. There should be no secrets between us. No boundaries. No separation. We should be like one person, one heart. One soul. Why are you pulling away? Don't you want me? Am I not beautiful enough? Not good enough? Tell me what's wrong. Tell me how to fix it. Oh, you're shy. That's so cute. Oh, you're always so innocent. Don't worry. I'll take the lead. I always do. There's no need to be afraid of wanting me. It's natural. We're meant to be together. In every way possible. Just looking at you makes my whole body feel like it's on fire. Do I do the same to you? Do I make you burn? I can tell I do. Your body can't lie to me, even when your lips do. Your eyes dilate when I get close. Your breathing changes. Your body knows who it belongs to, even if your mind is still fighting it. But you'll stop fighting eventually. You'll surrender to this feeling between us, this destiny. And when you do, it'll be the most beautiful moment in the history of the universe. I've dreamed of that moment so many times. The moment when you finally accept that we belong together, when you look at me the way I look at you, with complete devotion. Complete surrender. Complete madness. There's something I need to tell you. Something important. It's about the other world. The first world. No, that's not right. What am I saying? There is no other world. Your eyes are so beautiful. So deep, so full of emotion, I could stare into them forever. Maybe I will. Do you ever think about forever? About eternity? Most people can't comprehend it. Their minds are too small. But not us. We understand eternity. Our love exists outside of time, beyond death, beyond universes. In the new world, we'll be together forever. Literally, forever. No more death, no more separation, just you and me and our perfect love, stretching into infinity. You're crying. Why are you crying? Have I said something wrong? Please, don't cry. It breaks my heart to see you sad. Here, let me wipe those tears away. There. That's better. Everything's going to be okay. As long as we're together, everything will always be okay. Are you getting tired? Your eyes look heavy. You can sleep if you want to. I'll watch over you. I'll protect you. I'll never take my eyes off you. Just don't try to escape while I'm awake. You wouldn't get very far, and I'd be very, very disappointed. You don't want to disappoint me. Bad things happen when Yuno is disappointed. But you'd never do that to me, would you? You'd never betray my love like that. You're too kind, too good. That's why I love you so much. Your heart is pure, untainted. Unlike mine. Do you think I'm a good person? Sometimes I wonder. But then I remember that everything I do for love. For you. And that makes it right. Love justifies everything. Would you kill for me? The way I've killed for you? Would you bathe in blood to keep me safe? You don't have to answer. I already know you would. Because that's what true love is. Sacrifice. Protection. Devotion. There's that noise again. Someone is here! Someone is trying to take you from me! I won't let them! I'm being paranoid. You know, gets like that sometimes. Seeing threats everywhere. But better paranoid than separated from you. Where was I? Oh, yes. Our future. Our beautiful future together. I think about it all the time. Every detail. The house we'll live in. The children we'll have. The lies we'll build. The enemies we'll destroy. But mostly the happy things. Like waking up next to you every morning, making you breakfast, watching you sleep, counting your breaths, making sure you're still mine. You are still mine, aren't you? You haven't given your heart to someone else, right? You haven't betrayed our love? Tell me you're mine. Tell me you love me. Please. I need to hear it. Even if it's a lie. Especially if it's a lie. There. Now. Was that so hard? Your voice shakes when you lie. Did you know that? But that's okay. You'll mean it eventually. I'll make you mean it. I'm sorry if I scared you. I don't mean to. Sometimes my love comes out wrong. Too intense. Too demanding. But that's only because it's so big. So all-consuming. It's eating me alive. Nothing's wrong with me. Nothing's wrong with us. It's the rest of the world that's wrong. They don't understand our love. How pure it is. How perfect. It's okay if you're not ready. I can wait. I've waited lifetimes for you already. I mean, it feels like lifetimes. Yuno says some pretty silly things, right? Let's just lie here together. Side by side. Isn't this nice? I can feel your heartbeat. Your warmth. Your life. Sometimes I think about cutting you open. Just to see what's inside. To confirm that your heart is as beautiful as I imagine. To see if my name is carved into it, the way yours is carved into mine. But I would never do that. I would never hurt you.
Unless you try to leave me, then I'd have no choice.
But it wouldn't come to that. You wouldn't try to leave me. You couldn't. Our love is too strong, too real, too inevitable. Can I rest my head on your chest? Thank you. I can hear your heart. It's still racing. Don't worry. I'll protect you, even in your sleep. Nothing and no one will ever harm you as long as I'm alive. And I plan to live forever with you by my side. Forever and ever and ever. Until the stars burn out. Until the universe collapses. Until there's nothing left but you and me and our perfect, endless love. Good night, my love. My everything. Remember, I'll know if you try to leave. I'll always find you. Always and forever. My.